Children overspend online, parents pay the bill. Mrs. Wang was absolutely blown away when she received her e-statement, which revealed a staggering debt of $5,000 on her credit card with a game company listed as the recipient. She later discovered that the culprit was her 11-year-old son Anthony, who purchased in-game currency to upgrade his gear. That money could have gone to paying for his tutorial tuition. "I should never have let him play games using my iPad," she grunted. Unfortunately, she was not the only victim. The Consumer Council has been receiving complaints lodged by parents crying about how the game companies refused their requests to refund these uninformed purchases made by their children. Christy Fong, the chairlady of the Hong Kong Educators Association, was also aware of the situation. "Children these days are more tech-savvy than their parents and have poor money values. If parents fail to secure their e-wallets, children can easily get hold of the payment information and make large sum purchases without hesitation." She added that unless game companies are willing to implement stricter monitoring and verification to all in-game purchases, it is up to parents to prevent their children from overspending online, either by fostering strong financial values or by keeping their e-wallets away from their children. Tech expert Scott Yip echoed the same sentiment. "In-game purchases fund game companies. If they were to set up stricter restrictions, they would be losing millions if not billions." He suggested that if the games do not have parental controls, parents should set up security that requires verifications before proceeding with the payment. That is the most efficient way with the least hassle.